Good morning, Joan. We meet in Lent.
We do meet in Lent. How do we even have the energy to do this show after the past week? I mean, it's been an amazing, it's always an amazing period when there's a big event like a consistory and so forth. But I mean, you look back at the week, the new cardinals and Ash Wednesday, all the papal events of that day and various other meetings of the Pope, the beginning of his retreat on
right.
Sunday, the week-long curial retreat, which I must say would be something I'd be looking forward to very much now with all the coverage of the last week. And well, just even social events in the sense of dinners, pilgrimage dinners and so forth.
Well, there'd be a lot of people in Rome.
Oh, my gosh, all over the place. And we had quite a variety of weather from a very beautiful consistory day to gray Sunday to extremely rainy Monday, but didn't bother the pilgrims going to all kinds of liturgies for the new cardinals and luncheons and pilgrimage dinners and so forth and so on. So it's an event that has a huge importance, obviously, for the church. There were 22 new cardinals created Saturday. And bringing, interestingly enough, the College of Cardinals to 213 members of whom, and this is the interesting part, 125 are electoral cardinals. Now, one of them, Cardinal Egan of New York, does turn 80 on April 2nd, so that'll become 124. And so two interesting things about the American cardinals. Cardinal Dolan and Cardinal Egan, and Cardinal Egan is not yet 80, so there are two voting age, and will be till April 2nd, two voting age cardinals in the Archdiocese of New York. Then we go to Cardinal Edwin O'Brien, heading the Equestrian Order of the Holy Sepulchre of Jerusalem. And guess what, folks? There are two cardinals in the College of Cardinals named O'Brien.
Gosh.
Yes, because, of course, we have the Scottish Cardinal, Keith O'Brien.
Right.
So I don't believe there's any other last family name that is repeated in the College of Cardinals. So anyway, we won't go over all those events. I'm sure our listeners, they've read about it, heard about it, seen it on television. But it was a glorious, happy weekend. A lot of very wonderful men. It's fun to get to visit the new cardinals Saturday afternoon, the two and a half hours courtesy visits held in the various rooms of the Apostolic Palace and in the Paul VI Hall. So, you know, if you want to meet a cardinal from China who was totally delightful, because I did meet him.
Cardinal Tong.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, Collins of Toronto and the Americans. And I did not make the Apostolic Palace where the Italians were, and I think a Spanish cardinal.
Which was great majority of the cardinals were, in fact, Italian.
Yes, and of the new ones named this time. And in the college. I mean, Italy has something like 30 cardinals, one country. And then you've got most of the world's Catholics in Latin America. Brazil does have 6 cardinals. I think they're third in line. It's Italy with the most cardinals, U.S. second, and
right.
Brazil, I believe, third with 6.
Okay.
So anyway, lots of interesting statistics. Of course, we could dedicate a whole show to that, but we can't. So
also because it's a very important week in the liturgical year.
Well, exactly. And we mentioned earlier very briefly the fact that Ash Wednesday, being a Wednesday, it always is the papal audience, and the theme is always Ash Wednesday. And the Pope always talks about the penance and the almsgiving and sacrifice that and prayer for Lent, but he concentrated, and I found this fascinating, we almost could do a separate show on this. The audience concentrated on the 40 days of the papal general audience, on the 40 days of Lent, and the importance of the number 40 in the Bible. And he talks about Jesus' days in the desert, the rich symbolism of 40, Israel's journey in the desert, 40 years, a time of expectation, and so forth. And so that was his theme of the audience. And then, of course, in the evening, Holy Father, late afternoon, processes from St. Anselmo Church on the Aventine Hill to the Basilica, very, very ancient Basilica, 5th century.
Beautiful Basilica.
St. Sabina, absolutely, just an amazing history, to be honest with you. And then, of course, there's Mass. The Holy Father receives ashes. He received him from Cardinal Tomko, which he has for many, many years. He's the prefect emeritus of the Congregation for Evangelization. And the Holy Father talked about the importance of ashes and the liturgical symbol. He said, these are not sacramental signs like oil, water, bread, and wine. But there's a very strong link to biblical tradition. And he said, in Jewish culture, the use of putting ashes on one's head as a sign of penance, it was very, very common. And how many times have people heard the expression sackcloth and ashes? And because that was another way of showing penance, dressing yourself in sackcloth and together perhaps with wearing ashes. So he talked at length about the 40-day period at the audience and then the meaning of ashes. And it's personal, but I have to tell you something. I have gone for years to Ash Wednesday Mass in the Vatican, and I've always had ashes put on my head, not my forehead, my head, right. My hair. And so you never really saw the visible sign. Well, I went to my parish church instead, and this priest was very liberal. I had ashes on my eyebrows, my eyelashes, my glasses, and the sleeve of my coat, and people were coming back from cleaning off their left sleeves. So the sign was definitely visible this year, making up for all the past years.
I have read where those ashes come from. Aren't they the palm trees?
Yes. From Palm Sunday.
Right, from Palm Sunday. They're burnt and they're blessed, I imagined, and kept for this particular occasion.
And that's why you can bring your palms. When you get new palms one year, you bring the old ones. You don't just throw them out with the trash, for heaven's sakes. Actually, you can bury them in a garden or backyard. That's okay. Mm-hmm. Or bring them back to your parish. And then they burn them for Ash Wednesday.
Right.
So an important time of year of sacrifice and penance and almsgiving. So to eat whatever as we speak. Yeah.
To renew ourselves and reflect.
To renew ourselves. We'll come back next week and talk about what we gave up.
Okay. An important day on Thursday as well, because the Pope has his annual meeting, doesn't he, with the parish priests of Rome?
Yes, he does, and he's kind of changed the format, I understand, this year from a question and answer session, and those were wonderful once they were transcribed into Italian and other languages. Very wonderful, profound reflections by the Pope. But the Pope this year is doing a Lectio Divina, so that we following that as well. And then it'll be very quiet next week. We'll have to make up some news or something, because
I'm sure that won't be a problem.
No, something's going to happen. Yeah, but with the Pope on retreat with the ranking members of the Roman Curia, so we'll talk about that and the theme of the retreat and everything next week.
Thank you very much, Joan.
God bless.